Good morning, everyone. This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry here with Amy Holmes. Amy, do you have a piece of paper over there?
I do have.
Yeah, why don't you sketch out a scorecard, all right?
All right, terrific.
You know, the cable channels right after the inauguration started the clock ticking on what? There was the 100 days, right? And there were report cards on the 100 days. It seemed to me 100 days was a pretty silly, arbitrary.
Yeah,
that doesn't tell you much. But we are 6 months now into the Obama administration, and it seems to me you suddenly get a sense of both the challenges for the administration, the sense of where the rhetoric hits the road in terms of Congress and what was promised during the campaign, and what's actually going to be possible with this Congress, even though the Democrats have a majority in both the House and Senate.
We're seeing how his agenda is really shaping up. Yeah.
Healthcare seems to be stalling, as we talked about there right at the top of the hour, the mission in Afghanistan. Perhaps creeping. We're protecting, the Afghan people?
Yeah, I thought that was peculiar.
That was interesting. Well, we'll have more on all of that this hour here on The Takeaway. And you heard Pat Gallagher. We talked with him in our very beginning coverage of the 2008 campaign. He was someone who used to support George W. Bush, had gone to Barack Obama. There you hear at the top of the hour. He's looking for another political home.
Getting whiplash just listening to
that. There you go. Joining us now is Brian Hinkle, a 24-year-old John McCain voter from Chicago, Illinois. Actually, you live not far from Barack Obama's old neighborhood. Am I right on that, Brian?
Up until about a month ago, yes. But I just moved up to the north side of the city.
So you're a north sider now.
That's correct.
That's great. All right. So, Brian, are you feeling good about your vote for John McCain? And how would you grade the Obama administration 6 months in?
Well, I was never particularly ecstatic about John McCain, but I certainly don't regret voting for him, especially seeing how the administration has shaped up so far. I would grade Obama B- so far with a negative outlook.
All right. Getting away from the grades for a moment, let's do this a little more pass-fail. Are you drifting away from Barack Obama? Are you holding steady, or are you, just on the fence completely?
I have never really been on the fence or in favor of Obama, so I'm not sure that's a fair judgment. I'd say as far as an expectation of him being thought well and an expectation of the success of his policies, definitely less likely to work out now than, say, 3 months ago.
All right, so a B- there from Brian Hinkle. Mark that down, Amy. And he's not moving away, so that's sort of positive. And he never was with Barack Obama there, so maybe it's not a net loss for the administration. But joining us now is Tracy Rousey, who was an Obama supporter who voted for him in Alberton, Georgia. Tracy, are you there?
Yes.
So 6 months into the administration, how are you feeling?
I feel pretty good. I'd say an A-. I'm pretty progressive, so I got a father that's on city council. My husband was on the Board of Education, so I realized you got to do a lot of compromising when you're elected to office to get things done. And I think he's tried really hard, very hard to do that. And I'm pleased with him. He's had a lot on his plate, a lot. I think he's done a very good job.
That's certainly true. Now, Tracy Rousey, you describe yourself as a progressive, right?
Right.
I would think a progressive might be a little concerned about the course of this administration. It seems on health care, the progressives are getting left in the lurch. It's the blue dog Democrats that are getting most of the attention from the Obama administration. How are you feeling about that?
Well, I'm upset. I'm upset about that because I want the public option at the very least. You know, I think the one-payer system would have been better all the way around, but we need that public option. But I got a husband and a father in politics, or my husband just come off the Board of Education, and you got to compromise to get things done.
Well, you come by it rightly. Let's just review the bidding there for a second. You support single payer and a national health care system, and it concerns you that the Obama administration seems to be moving away from that. Are you moving away from Obama, or are you holding steady?
I'm with him.
All right. Mark that down, Amy, as a holding steady.
Holding steady.
All right. Alice Kraft Kearney, are you there?
Yes, I am.
In New Orleans, Louisiana, executive director of the Lower Ninth Ward Health Center in New Orleans, an Obama voter. Are you holding steady or are you drifting a little bit, Alice?
Holding steady, absolutely, because I feel that Obama is bringing forth a lot of the ideas and a lot of the things that we have wanted to be brought forth, especially in healthcare, which is the area that I work in, which is increasing access. Looking at the total outcomes of the patient, we want positive outcomes. We don't want folks just to go to the doctor and be seen, but actually have good results. And we want to see an increase in electronic medical records, because that was one of the big things that happened in New Orleans. Folks left. There was no possible way to get their medical records. If we had everything done electronically, that the records would have been able to go with the patient. And also here in Louisiana, we're trying to reform our Medicaid system, which is so far, I guess it's such an archaic system. So hoping that Obama will be able to somehow increase access, whether it's private. I know that's going to be, as the lady said before, there's going to be a lot of compromise.
Yeah.
So I think initially we're going to see private, even though I favor one payer.
Well, it's the hope part. It's the hope part that's the key there.
So, Alice, you're down there in the lower ninth ward, and you're involved in the big reconstruction effort, you know, Herculean reconstruction effort. Is the stimulus money hitting the streets? Are you seeing results?
Not in our area. We've historically been left behind, and we're still being left behind. What's happening is what we've seen is a diversion of the money from the areas that need it the most. And all I can say is that even though the people of the United States wanted that money to come to us, it has not really touched the people who need it the most.
Well, Alice, let's focus a question on that then. Does the Obama administration get another 6 months from you? You say you're hoping for changes on health care, haven't really seen them yet, but maybe, and hoping for that stimulus money to be spent properly.
You can't blame Obama. He's only been in there for a few months. We're still living off of the funding from the previous, which was the bright spot. The health care piece was a bright spot in the Bush administration for us.
All right. Sounds like she's holding steady, Amy.
Holding steady.
All right, Pat.
But real quick, I need to find out. Alice, what's your grade for him?
I would say at least a B.
B?
I feel like he's
lower
putting
than
in
Tracy.
A great effort.
Yeah.
The thing is, you have to look at what's actually touching the people. And even though we could have the best hopes, if it doesn't reach the people, if the action doesn't reach the people, you still have a long way to go.
All right.
And we want it to reach the people.
Alice Craft Kearney is Executive Director of the Lois Ninth Ward Health Center in New Orleans. We've also talked with Tracy Rousey from Alberton, Georgia, and Brian Hinkle right at the top there, a McCain voter from Chicago, Illinois. Pat Gallagher, at the top of the hour, you described yourself as a starving artist, and you're blaming Barack Obama for that and are looking for a new political home. What would you grade his first 6 months?
First 6 months, you know what? He's shown himself to be no different than every other politician.
Whoa! That sounds like a
Except
D.
He is very good at telling you what you want to hear. As Goldman Sachs records their highest profits in history, the average person in this country is afraid to spend money because we're on the abyss of a financial crisis.
So what's your score for Barack Obama? What's your grade for the first 6 months?
He's like every other politician. He just says it better.
So it sounds like you've definitely fallen out of love with Obama. The honeymoon is over.
Well, with the lack of transparency that he promised and everything else that he promised just fallen by the wayside, it's hard. I think he's a good man. He's just a politician.
Now, I've seen some of your work. You were kind of a realist painter there, painting pictures during the campaign, particularly of Michelle Obama. Are you maybe shifting to a post-impressionist, a kind of expressionist, maybe a little darker kind of, de Kooning sort of motif here?
You know what? I definitely see my work shifting, and I don't know if I can blame Obama for that, but I think our country is in a crisis now, and that may be the reason for it.
All right. Pat Gallagher, Obama voter, registered GOP.
Hey, go to patgallagher.org, by the way.
Yeah.
That, I need all the help I can get,
It
John.
Is America. It is America, after all. Pat Gallagher, Obama voter, registered GOP, but was a supporter in 2004 of George W. Bush. Brian Hinkle, you want to take us out?
Sure. I think however we're going to judge the Obama administration is going to revolve around the success of his economic reform. And that, in turn, is going to revolve around the success of his congressional agenda. after they come back from the August recess, if he wants anything to happen on that front, he's going to have to push cap and trade, and he's going to have to push health care.
All right.
You know, and with the split between the progressives and the Blue Dogs, it'll be tough.
Good advice and good analysis from Brian Hinkle, Pat Gallagher, Alice Craft Kearney, and Tracy Rousey. I score that how?
Well, it's a little unscientific, but with
it's
that
totally
C.
It's totally unscientific. It is without science, let's just say.
That C tends to weight it down, so these folks give him around a B-.
Yeah, and I would say that Brian Hinkle probably gives him a C as well. So it sounds like they got two holding steady,
and
two drifting away.
Yes.
What do you think at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org? 6 months into this administration, are you with them or against them?